A fella bet his buddy that he could leap from a balcony down two floors to another balcony, and he missed and fell to his death. He was, I forget which town in America this was in, but you know how they have those matching balconies running up the side of a building. This fellow was on one floor. I don't know why he thought he could jump two floors. I would have tried one first and then two, but he was figuring, and yes, alcohol was a factor. He was figuring he could jump down two floors, balcony to balcony. He tried, he missed. His buddy, as he was falling to the ground, was able to yell out double or nothing, but he didn't get a response. This reminds me of this story. This is a woman who was involved in some horseplay last Saturday with her boyfriend. Horseplay where he dangles her out the window of a 23rd story on an apartment building. And that's called horseplay, according to the news. I don't know why it's called horseplay. Horses never do this. I'm not a student of what horses do, but they don't dangle each other out 23rd stories. Yet they're calling it horseplay. There's a better term. What kind of play is it when you dangle your gal out a 23rd story window? It's not goofy play. That'd be wrong. It's not silly play. It's not romantic play. I think unusual play would be a good term. Unorthodox fun. Disturbing play, worrisome frolicking. Now, when she slips from his grasp and falls 23 stories, I think you remove the term play altogether at that point. You come up with a new term for that. Horror works. Murder is a good term. It definitely goes from being play to being kind of a rain on the old parade situation. Whatever fun they were having, suddenly, the new circumstances were sort of raining on the old parade. Boyfriend, right after she slipped from his grasp and headed to Splatville there, must have said something. I wonder what he said. They're having some fun, horseplay. You and your gal, fellas, obviously have done something similar, maybe not out a window, but you've engaged in horseplay. This horseplay involves this fella dangling her out a window 23 stories up. She slips, and he has to say, uh-oh, as she goes down, uh-oh. I guess this is going to nix the blessing from the old man on the big wedding. He's not going to be on board now. Guess I'll be dragging her down the aisle myself. And I know she's still coming along. Because I leave her breathless. I bet he said something like that. Let's see what we have here on this. The guy had to call her folks afterwards. He said he wanted to call them right away because he knew when he sobered up he wouldn't. He wouldn't have the guts, so he did it while he was still under the influence. So he calls her folks and he says, I've got good news for you and I got bad news. What do you want first? Man, I wouldn't say it that way. Good news is your daughter can outdo anyone I know in horseplay. Your daughter is the horseplay queen. I mean, which one of you does she get that from? What a good sport she is. I wanted to engage her in some horseplay, and she went right along. Easygoing, fun-loving gal. That, of course, the good news. The bad news, Mom and Dad. Actually, let's go back to the good news. She has a joie de vivre that is just contagious, infectious, actually. Beautiful, beautiful to behold. Bad news is she has other things that are not as beautiful. For instance, she has fat guys from the coroner's office picking her up right now. Now, I know we said that you guys should pick us up later, but dinner's off. Dinner's off, folks. And the guys from the coroner's office are picking her up instead. I'm heading to a poker game, the one that's back on that I had canceled when we were going to go out to dinner. And no need for us to hook up now. In fact, why don't you two go get dental records and head over to County General? All right? It was fun almost getting into your family. Gotta run. Bye-bye.